Time for us to go around the world with Arjun Singh. We're here in Sharon, Connecticut. We've got anywhere, depending upon where you are in this northwest corner, from 3 to 4 inches to 8 to 9 inches of snow on the ground. And let's find out how much snow they have in Jaisalmer. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Are you in Jaisalmer, or are you...
No, right from highway.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I was trying my best to be close to the city, but it's a change of time. An hour earlier, I had no idea. So I did my best, but now I'm a bit close to Jodhpur. It will take about 2.5 more hours to be in the city, I think. So right from highway now, and I'm driving a bit slowly today because I went to the eye specialist as I go once or twice in a month for my eye checkup, and they diluted my retina. So for 2 or 3 hours, it was a bit terrible for me because I couldn't see clearly. The vision was not clear, so I stayed in the eye hospital for 2 to 3 hours there. And now I'm fine, and so we started our journey back. My father-in-law, he got the dialysis fine with him, and so we started our return journey. We are about 150 kilometers still to go to Jaisalmer.
So did you leave him? Were you able to leave him alone in the hospital while you went to the while you went to your eye doctor?
Actually, at that time, they never told me about that they are going to dilute the retina. They didn't tell me. And but when they did it, and when I told to the doctor there that I had to travel, I had to drive the car there, and I'm alone here, and you didn't tell me. No one is assisting me. And then he said, okay, we had no idea about it. And then he said, you know, I came here with my father-in-law. He's in the hospital. They're getting dialysis there. I'm here. I just came here to just a routine checkup of my eyes, and he just dilated my retina. And what to do now? So he said, okay, stay here, and we will just make it sure that you can drive or not, and then we will send you out of the hospital. So they kept me in the hospital two or three hours there. I stayed in the hospital, and then they said, we just did something for you, just washed your eyes again and again. So I, more than 5 to 7 times, I washed my eyes, and then he said, now you are fine, and now you can drive. But when I went out and when I see the light there, actually, it was not easy to see the lights at that time. But again, I stayed there for half an hour, and then I thought it's okay, I'm fine. And then I went back to the hospital for the where he was there waiting for me, and he was getting ready, and then we came back. And when I started to just drive the car, it was a bit confusing at that time. But after 15 to 20 minutes, and the vision got very clear. Now everything is fine because I have my eyeglasses with me, so I'm using that. So everything is fine right now. But the doctor didn't tell me. The thing is that the eye specialist didn't tell me that he's going to dilute my eyes because he's just open and they dropped in my eyes. And at that time, suddenly when I said, what did you do? And he said, well, we are going to check your retina because we think. And then when they checked it and they say, well, everything is fine because the weather is changing. Now it's a bit warm here, so I have that problem, the common problem called dry eyes. So he said to me that you have to just pour that artificial tear 4 or 5 times in a day. So just otherwise in winter you can do 2 or 3 times. Now you have to just keep continue for that. So everything is fine again, the same from highway, right from highway.
I understand. It reminds me of a time there is an eye doctor locally who told me when they dilated my eyes that one time, and I said, well, what am I supposed to do? Now I can't see. I thought eye doctors were to make me see. He said, you know, you remind me of my mother. And I had to sit there for ages and ages. So I'm completely sympathetic. But what? How is your father-in-law doing?
He's feeling much better now. Still, we are struggling to have that facility in Jaisalmer. We still didn't get it, but we are doing our best to get that in Jaisalmer if it's possible. If it's not, then we will keep it continue to come and go to Jodhpur. So, because no other option we have right now, and so he's feeling much better. And I think it's because of that he's always ready to go come here into Jodhpur. Otherwise, 600 kilometers in a day for a patient who gets 4 hours dialysis, so it's not easy. But he says, when I get this dialysis done, I feel myself better. So that's why he's coming, and it's fine for him. Well, he's always anxious about our radio show, when he always tells that you must reach at a certain point where you can have a good network, and then you can just talk them easily. So we were just talking about that, and he said, still you have an hour. But today, I think the change of time, I had no idea. We changed the time, because still I was thinking that still I have one more hour. But now it's a change of time.
Well, we were lucky enough that it all worked because we're having our own. Yesterday we had some. You know, the change of time is so it's so unnatural. And because it's different, the time changes. For example, in Europe, it doesn't change for another couple of weeks, I think. So it requires a level of calculation that I think people aren't ready for. How many more dialysis trips does your father-in-law have?
Well, honestly saying, I met the doctor, and when I asked him that we are just coming here for twice in a week, so is there any possibility to just be here once in a week or maybe twice in a month like that? And then what he was a bit surprised, and he looked at me, said, "You are thinking this way?" I said, "Yes." Then he said, "It may be three in a week, not one in a week." So no chances at all, no chances at all. We will have to come here again and again, as the doctor told me, because he says, well, if you get dialysis, then he's feeling better. If you just fail to come here, if you're absent, then you will be in trouble. So we will keep it continuous till the doctor says that the conditions are. But I know some of the patients who are just getting dialysis for more than 2 or 3 years, and they are coming here continuously. And I met them, I talked to them, and they told me that no option. You will have to come again and again, means twice in a week. If they are saying you to come in twice in a week, then you must come twice in a week. So we will keep it continue. And the thing is that we have that option, because if you are born in Jaisalmer and if you don't have money to go out, if you can't afford to go to Jodhpur, then the result is clear. It's all over. The story is over. So thank God he can afford to come to Jodhpur. And, well, I'm ready to help him, what I can do for him. And the other thing is that what he was asking me today, because when we were talking about the radio show, in the newspaper, we just bought a newspaper in the morning, and the head news was there that the white is in power in the U.S. White means the snow was there. There was an image of snow. So I think the weather is quite unusual in U.S. right now. Is it?
No. I mean, it's there have been three nor'easters in a very short period of time, which is
very unusual.
Very unusual.
And there might be a fourth next Tuesday, which would be extremely unusual.
But there are other parts of the country. The thing that people tend to forget is it's a big country. So there are other parts
Are there heavy snowstorms right now? No?
Yeah.
In the very northeast,
yeah,
yes, at this point.
In the northeast, yeah. In the northeast, right where we are, up to Maine.
But right this second, no. That one's we're done here.
Okay. So now this is the time to get changed. I think now the perfect weather. You are waiting for that right now.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to be able to see it yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't worry. We are definitely still in winter. All right. Listen. Drive
okay.
Safely. Our very best to your, obviously your family as well as your father-in-law, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Take care. It's so kind of you. Bye.
Arjun Singh and Around the World.
What